AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. California started the new year by reporting a record 585 coronavirus deaths in a single day. The number of cases around the country keep rising.
The number of confirmed U.S. coronavirus cases has surpassed 20 million. That's nearly twice as many as the number two country, India, and nearly one quarter of the more than 83 million cases around the world. India has about 10 million cases, followed by Brazil with 7 million. The increase in cases comes as officials race to vaccinate millions of Americans, but the rollout so far has been much slower than expected. I'm Shelley Adler.
On Twitter, President Trump says it's pathetic. Congress approved an override of the president's veto of a defense policy bill. President Trump says Congress missed an opportunity to eliminate protections for social media platforms he claims were unfair to him during the election. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says this is about funding the troops and protecting the military.
It's our chance to recommit to research and development so that our 21st century military is equipped to outmatch any adversary. It's our chance to ensure we keep pace with competitors like Russia and China.
President Trump vetoed a bill that would have gradually ended the use of large mesh drift gill nets deployed exclusively in federal waters off the coast of California, saying it would increase reliance on imported seafood and worsen a multi-billion-dollar seafood trade deficit. Sponsor Senator Dianne Feinstein said the veto has ensured more whales, dolphins, sea turtles, and other marine species will be needlessly killed. Authorities in Belgium say a 27th elderly person has died in a coronavirus outbreak at a nursing home from a super-spreading St. Nick party last month. Game one of the college football playoffs goes to Alabama. 31-14 winners over Notre Dame in the Rose Bowl, played in Texas. This is AP News. A federal appeals court cleared the way for the execution of the only woman on death row.
A three-judge appellate panel in the District of Columbia concluded a lower court judge was wrong when last week he vacated Lisa Montgomery's execution date, January 12th. The delay was granted after Montgomery's attorneys contracted COVID-19. Montgomery was convicted of killing 23-year-old Bobby Joe Stinnett in Skidmore, Missouri in 2004, strangling the pregnant woman, cutting the baby from her womb, and passing the newborn off as her own. Montgomery's lawyers say she suffers from serious mental illness. They're asking for a full appeals court review with hopes of delaying the execution this month. President-elect Joe Biden, who takes office January 20th, opposes the death penalty, but has not said whether or not he will end federal executions. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.